Welcome to episode 8.
Sup, gamers?
I'm gonna do what I'm gonna attempt.
What's
called a pro
gamer
move.
Oh my god, Nicole!
Oh boy! I haven't heard that meme in so long. Hey guys, it's Nicole.
Oh Jesus!
What's up? It's your boy KSL and GDBT, and today we're gonna do some FIFA videos. Race to Division 1!
Oh, those were classic videos back in the day.
The ultimate throwback.
It's but like, yeah, no. ATC podcast. Four guys, one album.
Come on.
Episode 8, lads.
Guys.
Let's get it.
This week, we're talking about Within Temptation.
But first,
it's time for our question of the week.
If you...
Presented by Josh Gurr, sponsored by Levi's.
Why is it sponsored by me? I don't have the questions.
I have the question.
Sponsored by...
Who has the question?
I don't have it.
Kieran,
I'm questionless.
Who has the answers?
Kieran.
Yeah, hello.
Who has the answers?
It's my favourite meme.
If anyone wonders if this is what we're like in public, it's pretty much the same.
This is exactly what we're like.
This is exactly like...
A boss.
A boss. Can I have the answer?
Can I have some pussy? I'd like to order some pussy.
Oh, God.
Anyway.
Thanks. Son's crying. Right. What is the question?
The question is, if you can be an animal, which one would you be?
Oh.
Ooh.
Defo a furry.
Isn't that all animals? Rolled into one.
Have you ever seen Beastars? Someone from there.
Beastars.
No one's seen it. Now I just look like a nerd.
Is this another one of those animes?
You know what? I'm not even gonna finish that sentence.
Okay.
I'm gonna move on and say I would be a fucking dog because I love golden retrievers, and that's my answer.
You slap
either out. Either a golden retriever or a koala bear because I love koala bears as well.
Okay. Josh, what would you be?
I've always wanted to fly, so I'd be something like an eagle or a dragon.
Well, a dragon technically isn't an animal.
You slut dragon.
Next episode, mythological beasts. Which one would you be?
Eagle.
You'd be an eagle.
America!
Eagle! Rock flag and eagle!
Rock flag and eagle.
Oh boy. What would you be, Noah, if you had to be an animal?
What animal would I be? Oh god, I've got so much to choose. You know what I'd be? I want to be one of those washed up jellyfish on the fucking beach so I can die.
What, so if you sting someone, we'd have to piss on you?
You know those fucking jellyfish? You know those jellyfish that you just see that people drive over on their motorbikes? one of those.
All the time, classic. Kira, what would you be?
No, I feel like being a jellyfish.
I'd hands down be a wolf, 100%.
Why a wolf? Because you're a predator.
Whoa!
Shots fired, thank you. Get him off your list. He's a predator.
I don't know. I just like...
The police have him on the list.
He hunts at night and only in packs.
Run while you still can, ladies.
Oh, no. Yeah, no, I don't know why. Wolves are just aesthetically pleasing, I guess.
Don't you have a wolf tattooed?
I do, actually. Yeah. My nickname at the tattoo parlor where I had it done was Wolf Boy, because there's ten...
Wolf Boy. Wolf Boy, Wolf Wolf.
I thought you were just going to be like, my nickname was Pussy.
No, just because I've got, but technically, 5 wolves on one arm. Granted, the main piece is here of a wolf, but then there's subtly another 4 on the arm.
Baby wolves.
Yeah, baby wolves. Baby wolves.
To be fair, I think my second choice would be wolf for the honor of House Stark.
Oh, that's a good point. Oh, yeah.
You fucking nerd.
That's it. Yeah.
Oh my god! Imagine if you watch Game of Thrones. Nerd. Absolute nerd. I mean, who can?
God, could you imagine if you watched
nerd?
The entire series and then got to the Game of Thrones, finale? Of god, could
imagine being such a nerd that you would reference TV stuff in a podcast. Oh my god!
Yeah, no. Oh my god! What's wrong with you? Grow up.
No. God,
grow
could up. You imagine being sat down watching the finale? God.
Listen to the drummer on YouTube.
Who's good enough just watching your reaction to the season, Jack?
It's not aged well for me, let's be honest.
It's not aged.
But it's fine because it's fine. Attack on Titan's now on, which is basically that but better. So
there
yeah,
you go.
Basically.
Attack on Titan. I'm going to have to watch it now if you say it's better than Game of Thrones.
The last two seasons have been incredible, to say the least.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, yeah. I still need to get into it because we've talked about anime before, didn't we? On another episode.
Oh yeah, we have many a time.
Yeah, I still need to.
Let's not go that far down the rabbit hole.
No, yeah, I still need to dive
let's not,
in
let's,
at some
let's
point.
Let's jump out of this rabbit hole before it becomes a separate episode. Because boy, I've got a list.
Music.
We'll dive out of this rabbit hole and we'll dive into the rabbit hole of talking about another album.
Swallowing the rabbit.
So this week it's my pick, and I thought about talking about Within Temptation.
And that's the end of the episode. Thank you very much for watching.
Oh, well, that's all we've got time for today, guys.
Thank you for joining us. Goodbye. Good night. Yeah, we're talking about their 2019 album Resist. I recently got back into Within Temptation because the only album I had listened to was The Unforgiving, which came out in 2014. And I don't know, do you know when you might have heard a band back in the day because someone else liked them? And, you know, they would show you an album, so you'd listen to that album, but then you'd never listen to them again. So I was just on Spotify and I just thought, you know, I want to listen to something like new. And I just thought, I haven't actually seen what Within Temptation have been doing. So, I go on Spotify and an album from 2019. So, I thought, oh, great. Play. And then I thought it'd been interesting to talk about because it's... They kind of... For me, Within Temptation fall under that kind of... They sound like Evanescence. Do you know what I mean?
That kind of operatic
instrumental.
I got like thought of Delane as well.
I was
going to
say, Delane vibes.
So obviously,
sucker punch the demon.
Punch the demon from my
Oh come on! We all love Delane when we went download. It was great. But
if anyone hasn't heard Delane, please listen to them. It's like Frozen, but with some gently guitars and some brass in the background.
It's Frozen,
so
but metal.
I thought
so
this,
sick.
So I thought this would be interesting because that sort of bracket, female-fronted rock bands with these crazy vocal ranges, usually there's a few of them, and usually also it's... I don't know, you could argue it's samey across the board for all of them. Do you know what I mean? With Evanescence being at the top, being like, you know. So,
the big boys.
Yeah. Mm. So it was very interesting for me, and I felt this album in itself, I didn't think it was amazing, but I thought it was still pretty good. I thought for it to fall under that bracket of female fronted operatic vault, you know, we've all heard it before. You know, how many times has everyone listened to Bring Me Back to Life by Evanescence? Do you know what I mean? Those kind of vibes.
It's almost as if it was starting on the back foot. Speaking from when I was listening to this album, I literally have in my notes, I shouldn't have liked this, but I kind of did.
So
everything in my being was like, I don't want to like this.
But I do.
I kind of do.
Yeah, I was the same.
Because we could probably universally agree that as soon as Evanescence like peaked, anything after that was very hard to kind of make interesting because it had already been done, so to speak. So with this, I did actually write down in my notes, it did feel like the featured songs were the best.
I agree.
The
strongest, like the opening song, "The Reckoning," was definitely
beefy.
Oh,
it is a beefy song.
"Reckoning" is sick. Like, my favourite bit about that, and this is where I work out my bit of music.
Oh, here we go, here we go.
Because, you know, I studied that. I studied that.
Glasses
right, yeah.
are on.
You know what I really liked? The transition to the minor sixth in the chorus. Oh,
you should really whisper that. You should really whisper that into your microphone.
One of our tutors is going to find this video and just be like, no, you're wrong.
The transition into the chorus.
The transition to minor six was really nice in this song.
No, it's not. So wrong. That's not minor six.
As well, obviously, albums like these, it can fall into a little bit of a trap where the choruses are just a female voice just belting it out. You know, so it's like, oh, she's belting again. Oh, she's belting again. Oh, she's belting again. But there's not that many. There's some tracks on this album which I thought really didn't do that, so it was good. It was a good thing, you know. Like, so I wrote down Firelight is OP. That song I thought was absolutely amazing, which was because it's almost like a ballad, and then when it comes to like the middle eight section, she just gives out like a belt. No, and the male vocalist, Jasper, I forget his surname, also belts at the same time, and it's just like this raw, like, vocal wall what hits you, and you're like, Jesus Christ, that's pretty good. And then even if you can call it, it's not even a guitar solo, really, it's not. It's just a few guitar, it's just a quick melody on guitar at the end of that song, and I thought it was really effective in that kind of, you know, less is more kind of vibe. Because obviously you've still got this massive, the back end of that middle eight still shining through. I thought as well the ending was strong. Trophy Hunter.
I thought that was that song just purely for the
The guitar work on it was actually really nice.
Proper like down tuned.
Yeah, I thought it was a really strong ending. And that was another thing. I didn't feel like this album outstayed its welcome. Like, it backed out when it needed to. And
I agree.
Unless you listened to the bonus tracks by accident like I did and was like, this album's really long, and then realised that
it's
you were
just
in
the
bonus
same
track
songs.
Territory. And I was like, oh wait, this is my album.
I saw that the album was like 2 hours long. I thought, no, it can't be right, I've got to look this up.
They're all in. But I thought it was enjoyable to listen to. The choruses I thought were catchy, you know, like Endless War. It's like, yeah, okay, I could still remember that chorus when I'm, and it's not even one of my favorite songs. And then also, you know, there's some hidden gems in it, like Trophy Hunter and Firelight. I just felt it could have done with at least one quiet song.
I agree with that.
Maybe even with piano, because I've heard her do songs where it's just piano as the backing before, and it shows you, it really shows you how good her voice is. Whereas it just needed a quiet song.
I think that brings it to my main criticism of the album, is that all the songs are very similar in terms of structure, tempo. They all kind of have this very similar feel.
Oh, yeah.
And
it kind of felt like a bit of a formulaic at times, some
albums where you get these like longer and then shorter. It's like pacing in a film. But this one, it sort of trudged along a little bit. Like, not to say that the songs themselves were bad, because they weren't. But when you have them all like the same along, it gets a little bit repetitive.
It's probably
to
why,
listen to
it's
as a 45 minute album.
It's probably why I like Firelight so much, because I feel like for me that was the one what stood out. So,
I did note down where there was one or two changes to that.
Yeah.
Overall, in my notes, I've got, like, the positives were, like, when the chorus is hit, they are, like, powerful. Like, I feel like The Reckoning, I don't know if it's just because it starts what the rest of the album's going to do, but I do feel like it's the strongest song.
100%.
I've just put in my notes, like, a plus sign and then power with a space between.
I think just all the vocals on this album are phenomenal. Like, she's got a phenomenal voice.
They're really, really
The only criticism I've got, which I think, apart from what Josh was saying, of it's almost kind of formulaic, is I did get that as well. But I think that one of the biggest one for me is I honestly found that there were some, like, kind of strange production choices. Like, there were some moments when I was like, like, that's a bit quiet. Or, like, that's a strange synth noise there. Mm. Or, like, there were some little bits here and there that I was just a bit like, I don't know if I would pick what they picked, or if it was like my project, I don't know if I would like some of the stuff that they've got on there. And like, there were some times where I know you were saying, Noah, where there were some parts that felt that you thought were a bit thin. None of the choruses sounded thin. Let's get that out there. All of the choruses absolutely fine.
Completely fat chorus.
But like, there are some riffs. There are some riffs that don't hit anywhere near as much as
they
kind of should.
Yeah.
And like, I don't know. I just felt that overall there was just some kind of, there was some strange just production choices all around. But
it
like,
was the same.
It wasn't so bad that I was like, oh my god, this album is trash. The production is awful. Like that. The production wasn't awful. There was just some strange choices.
I get that, because I thought when, you know, I said like Trophy Hunter was great to end on. It still feels like it's lacking that extra bit of meat.
Yeah. They do. There is some times where I'm like, could you just like,
just crank,
I want to be punched
up to 11,
in the face.
Please.
Yeah. I want to be punched in the face, and I feel like I'm being booped.
Yeah.
It's not the same.
Yeah.
You know?
It's missing something. It's missing like that little bit of punch.
Yeah.
I think.
In like the mix. Yeah.
You're getting to the final third, you're and you're skying your shot. Well, you should be putting it in the top corner. Awful. Whack.
Indeed. Whack. Absolutely.
What about you, Noah?
Yeah, I tell you something that I really like that nobody else has pointed out yet, and it was more noticeable, I think, in the Reckoning. But this sort of, I don't want to say dubstep, but this use of sort of weird techno-y sort of like beat pushing. That
I literally,
was sick. I really.
Yeah, I get what you
mean. I literally was talking to myself when I was listening to this. I was just listening. I was like doing some other stuff while I had this on. And I heard like the boah, boah, and I literally turned to my speaker and went, is that a dubstep bass I hear?
Hello
literally,
there.
Like, I heard it and I was like, oh my god.
Yeah.
It's like, it kind of like
we
just
traveled back to 2011.
Like, it was just like a mix of so many different things. Like, you get this grandioseness of like, you know, the whole orchestra operatic style, and then you've got all these guitars and shit in the background, and then next thing you're being hit with this dubstep bass, and you're just like, holy fucking shit, this is like some weird sensory overload, but in music form. And it's like, but yeah, I don't know, I feel like it all works together really nicely, but again, like, as we were talking about in terms of like the cons and stuff, I still feel like it was missing that aggression. I feel like they should have just pushed it up a very, like, just a pinch bit more, and I think it would have been really, really good.
I agree.
I do agree with what you were saying before, Kieran, about how it manages to do well considering the market that it's going for of, like, operatic singer, heavy instrumentals. Mm. And it is better than a lot of what I hear, but, like, when I think of Evanescence, I almost feel like Nightwish are a cut above that as well.
If I had to, out of all those bands, Nightwish take the cake, especially with their newest singer.
Yeah, I just listen to this and I'm like, I feel like unless it kind of sounds like that, I'm not as like
into
unless
it
reaches those levels, I'm not as into it.
Yeah, yeah. But you
not saying there was
into
individual
it.
So not yet. Literally, this is what I'm on about. Like, because of that, I shouldn't like this as much as I did, but I did kind of like. I think it was more individual songs that got this album over the line for me. Like,
yeah,
I think
no,
it was songs
that,
like The Reckoning or Mad World, or there's definitely another song that I'm forgetting. It was one of the featured ones. I can't remember, but
Raise Your Banner.
It was individual songs that I think I enjoyed so much that they kind of pushed this album over the line from something that I just kind of accepted was all right to something that I could potentially go back to one day.
Yeah.
So, not a bad album by any means, but
should we give it a score?
Ding, ding, ding. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you lot can go first because I'm going to have to make a rash decision on what between two scores mine is.
It's a change. It's a last minute change.
Well, I gave it a 7 out of 10. I thought it was, I just thought it was a good album. You know, I thought it was definitely above average, but I feel like I felt like that way because I don't know, like, with bands like these, you just can't argue, like, the powerhouse of the vocalist. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah,
like, Jesus
sure.
Christ.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
Don't get me wrong. With these kind of bands, though, you do think to yourself, what are they like live, though? You know, because obviously...
Because there's so much there's so much. Never know if it could be a hit or miss. There's a lot of bands where it kind of sound like this, like, where it kind of just... Because I don't like bands where live is just the album. I think it's just kind of meh.
Yeah.
So you'd always be kind of worried.
Oh, the worst is when they can't do it live. You know, like,
I think
it's
always worse.
Like,
I would rather have
like,
a band
why on earth
that's better live and worse in the studio than a band that's better in the studio and worse live. I think I would rather have a band that's better live if I had to
100%. But yeah, that 7 out of 10, thought it was a good album. Standard good score.
Josh?
Cool. I think the strength of it is just in the individual tracks. I think I'd enjoy them a little more, say if it was shuffled into a playlist rather than have as just because the pacing of having a lot of similar like songs in a 10 track 45 minute, I'd rather as an album it's not something I'd probably go back to a lot, but as individual songs maybe. So I'm giving it 6 out of 10.
Boom.
Fair.
Okay.
What were we saying, Noah?
I gave it a 7 out of 10. Similar kind of experience with you, Jack, really. I was kind of like, it was on the back foot as I was going in, and yet as I was listening to it, I was like, actually, I quite like this. I don't know why. I was like, yeah, but like, again, like the cons that draw it back, I think, is like, as we were saying earlier, there's this weird formula, like it's repetition in a way, in the sense of how the songs are written. It feels very, very processed or like formulaic in just how it's how all the songs and things are created. That's not to say that they're bad, that's not to say that's a bad thing. Again, like individually I think these songs are incredible, but after listening through the whole album it does get kind of predictable.
Yeah, I agree with that too.
But yeah, no, 7 out of 10.
So with my score, yeah, that's fair. With my score, I was really struggling. I had to like look at what other albums I've rated. Because my overall feelings on the album were like, it's an alright album. Like, and I don't mean like as in like, it's alright. I mean like, it's alright. Like, it's pretty good, but like, I after looking at what other albums I've rated 7s, I don't think I could give it a 7.
Yeah.
Because my ratings are quite mean sometimes. So, and I look at the other albums I've rated a 6, and I'm like, yeah, to be fair, a 6 isn't bad. Like, it still means it's a good album with good points. I don't think it's a good album, like, overall.
Mm.
So, I think I would give it a 6. But if we were allowing 0.5s, I think this would be the one where I'd put a 0.5 in. But it's a 6 for me.
Okay. What does that bring us to, Jack?
That brings us to a mighty 26.
Ooh.
So, that's not the worst, because Dead Trees is still the worst.
Fuck you guys.
So, that is 26, so it's the second worst.
Fair dues.
Doesn't mean it's bad.
Sweet.
Doesn't mean it's bad.
Doesn't mean it's bad, yeah.
We're
going to
need some small print on these videos. Like, all reviews are not...
Y'all know this is just my opinion, right?
I hate it, though, when people do that. Where, you know, like, people on YouTube are like, this is just my opinion. It's like, yeah, no, crap, come on. We know it's... Well, I mean, people obviously don't know that because people get so annoyed in today's world.
Oh, my God, you gave this album an 8. You're so mean. An 8's a pretty good score. What you're about? No, you're trash. You're cancelled.
How come you gave Bill Murray more than Steve Wilson?
I mean,
I'm never going to
honestly. I can't wait for the backlash on that. If we ever get big, that's gonna haunt us.
Bill Murray's gonna DM us and everything. He's gonna be like, oh, cheers, guys.
Bill Murray's got a higher score than Steven Wilson health. I really hope this continues. I really hope there's a famous album that we slay. Bill Murray's got a higher score than Dark Side of the Moon.
Oh, God.
Oh, that would come back.
Oh, could you imagine? Do you know what it is? I think it's because he did well what he was doing because it was such a short album. Do you know what I mean? So we couldn't really fault it because when we tried to, it's like, but it's a short album. Like, you know, possibly.
I would really like to do a really famous album and see what everyone's thoughts on it are. That would be a good episode to do.
That would be
An album that's incredibly famous and people are like, oh, it's incredible, and then Kid Noah just comes in, it's shit, Kid it's a. shit,
it's awful. Get right. out of it.
Yeah, that's it for that's it for this month.
Let us know what you thought of that album.
Guess what, guys? It's time to like, comment, subscribe,
and answer our question of the week.
What's that happening?
End this man's whole career.
If you don't know, I will, because, you know.
Yeah,
it's not.
We move.
I will.
But yeah, thanks for watching all. We'll see you next time.
Goodbye, y'all.
Love you loads. Mwah.
Mwah. Bye.
Bye.
See you
next time.
Bye. Bye.